Rodney Juan on the phone this morning, and then we'll be talking to Al Ramaley a little later on at 9 o'clock. With our Leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Rodney Juan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Oh, it's been a long weekend, but
yeah.
Here we are Monday again.
Yeah, it is Monday again. First thing out of the gate, where are we testing Nessus? Nothing has been said since you guys were supposed to end last week at the new Healthy Communities building.
Right. So we have moved to 850 Delphi Avenue, which is the Christian Life Church, the old Christian Life Church there on Delphi Avenue. And they're open this morning as of 8 a.m. Thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate it.
What's the hours?
8 to 6 still.
Monday through Friday or just?
Monday through Friday right now.
Okay.
It's still the state contract with Optum. They're still testing 450 to 500 folks a week right now going through the last 2 weeks over at the 1234 Rossville site. So we are already seeing high volume this morning as well. So
now, how long is this one going to last where it's at?
Right now, we have them booked for 2 weeks there. I'm talking with the good Pastor Philip Jordan. We're going to try to see if we can't be there the entire month of August as well, because the State Department of Health has re-signed a contract for another month. So we're going to take full advantage of that, and I'm getting with Pastor Jordan to see if we can do that and just remain there in that one location for 6 straight weeks. So,
well, since we've talked to you, we're now up to 3 deaths, and I don't know when exactly the last one happened, because I wasn't keeping close contact because I was out at the fair almost every day last week. So when did the third one happen last week?
I don't know the exact date. I think when it hit our calendar was early in the week, like on Tuesday, if I remember right.
Okay, because I had no idea. So but you know, you got a lot of people tested now, and you've got over 300 cases now. But so,
yes.
How are things going in your mind?
Well, we're hoping that if everyone stays following the guidelines and continues to remember that we're battling this, that we can keep things relatively stable. We got school wanting to start up here shortly, and it's critical to them as well. As I was talking with Russ over the weekend, you know, the situation in the community is a key factor for the schools, you know, opening and remaining open as well. So right now we had a bit of a spike yesterday reported, which really indicates, you know, testing from last week of 7 cases. So we're going to keep an eye on that. We just had the fair come and go, and, you know, even though it was a limited fair, there was still some interaction, so we're going to see, you know, over the next week or two, what those cases do. We're hoping they stay stable. Of course, the state is in a different scenario right now. They posted their biggest number since April yesterday. So we're wanting to buck that trend if we can.
All right, I'm going to ask you one of the $64,000 questions. Should masks be mandatory?
From Dr. Tharp and I's standpoint, we think that, you know, masks are key. We would hope to think that the public would understand that that's what's critical for all of us continuing to try to go to work each day, to interact, and to try to have some normality of life. But we're seeing, you know, in surrounding communities that, you know, mandating a mask is what's looking like it's going to come down to. For our point of view, not being elected officials, he and I would just recommend that they be worn, and it's whatever it takes, whatever vehicle it takes to get more folks to wear them would be what we'd recommend.
Okay, I'm going to say two things here. Number one, what about people who have COPD that makes it very difficult to wear a mask and breathe at the same time? And two, you know, what about the issue with fogging of the glasses is a major problem. And I'm sorry, you know, if we have to wear them, they better get them fixed to where glasses don't fog.
Yeah, well, and I think too, part of that is making sure your nose clip is properly fitted on there, and that's a key.
What nose clip?
Well, there should be a nose clip. If you've got a one that's a handmade one, might want to look at getting some sort of a piece of metal that, you know, very pliable metal that they use.
The one I've got is the one you gave me when I went over to the testing at the high school.
Okay, so there's that should have
yeah, there's a little metal. It's like a little wire.
Yeah,
up so right.
That's
pliable,
what holds it around your nose. But also,
I'll show you, Ken.
Okay.
Also, you might consider a little bit of anti-fog. Something in an alcoholic based on your glasses occasionally will help with that as well.
But the problem is your glasses still streak. You still got to either clean them or they streak.
Yes, yes. So there's no.
I've got some stuff in a little spray bottle I'll bring in for you, Ken. You can try that. It is anti-fog stuff.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. $64,000
questions, there's not always $64,000 answers.
Yeah. Shut up, Ken.
But no, I mean, these are the questions that you got, you know.
No, that's legit. That's legit.
And as far as folks who, now again, it is a consideration, you know, about wet mask wearing. I think that the CDC still says that children under the age of 2 shouldn't be wearing a mask.
Right.
But when you're talking about folks with health conditions, from our standpoint, you got two considerations there. They probably shouldn't be out too terribly much anyway if they have health considerations.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
And when they are out that limited amount of time, they should try to, if nothing else, find a way to keep social distance away from folks and maybe consider a face shield with some sort of intermittent mask wearing, so that maybe the nasal cannula can still be used underneath the mask if they've got some sort of breathing apparatus they're using. So, but again, the big key is that they probably should really consider limiting their time out anyway at this point, because they are still, not only are they at risk, but they're at risk to have a severe reaction to the COVID or a severe illness with it. So
okay, all right. Those are the things, though. I keep thinking about. I keep getting asked, and the problem is there seems to be nothing that is curing these issues. It's the same questions over and over and over again.
Right.
And people are getting a little tired of a lot of talk back and forth, but nothing coming forward out of it.
And I understand, like I say, from our scientific standpoint of it, we just know that we got to limit the spread a little longer until we can get, some sort of a, we're on a timeline here trying to get through to the vaccines available. And then maybe if we can get the vaccine available, we won't have to worry about the mask at that point.
Is the vaccine at the end of the year, or when is that going to?
Again, I'm listening to Dr. Fauci and those that are talking on TV, and it sounds to me like there could be a 75% efficacy, safe vaccine available in the early part of 2021. So they may speed that up and make it by the end of this year. Obviously, when we get to the end of the middle of winter, we're already suffering from, worrying about flu and things as well. So, but maybe there's a way we can combine flu shot, not combine them physically, but get both the flu shot into folks and maybe at the end of the year.
You're treading on thin terms when you say flu shot with me, because I think they're worthless.
Well, and everyone's had their own experiences with them.
I've had
the flu once, and I did never want to get it again. So
yeah,
that was years ago, and I've taken a flu shot ever since, but I do realize there's others. I think what we're talking about with flu shots this year for most folks is that's one less person that's out there showing similar symptoms that we got to worry about, that we now have to exclude from schools or elsewise, that, we're trying to get kids back into a normal mode. And certainly, but there are no easy answers to any of this right now. And that's the one thing that remains constant in this scenario.
Of course, there's a lot of people who are also saying this will all end by November 3rd.
Well, and what I hope to think is at least all the politicalness of it will end by November.
Yeah, let's pray and hope that it ends sooner than that.
And we can boil down, to the sheer facts and the science behind it. And
I agree.
What we can do as a nation and as a society to try to move forward, knowing that we've got a little more time to wait before science and medicine are going to catch up and get a vaccine for it.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Just everyone stay safe out there. Keep in mind who you're, visiting, who you're sharing your time with, because those are the folks that you may have to, either be notified by or notify if you suddenly come up, with a positive case. So
All right.
Just try to bear that in mind when you're out there right now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, guys, thanks for all your time, as always, and giving us a chance.
Thanks for doing what you guys do. Believe me, we appreciate it, even though I didn't sound like it this morning.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? You have to play that side so that we can get the public's opinion in there, too. So,
yeah. Okay.
Again, we appreciate that.
All right.